This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We've got Erica Nichols. She's the general manager of the Bluebird Cafe in Nashville. Have you ever been, Cheyenne?
No, I haven't. I've actually never even been to Nashville.
What?
I know, and it's one of the places I want to go so bad.
The Bluebird Cafe, I will mention, it's not what you like would expect when you roll up to it.
Okay.
Right? You probably hear that.
She
all
laughs because she knows what you're talking about.
You probably hear that all the time, right, Erica?
All the time. People are like, is this it?
You think of it, it's like a strip mall that's been there for many, many, many years.
We have a beauty shop next to us. It's been there about the same length of time. The Bluebird will be 38 years old next week.
Wow.
So we're having a week of celebration. So check out all of our online, you know, social stuff, because it'll be really fun. But the beauty shop next door is very much a quote-unquote beauty shop. And the clientele there have been coming for eons and have watched the Bluebird, you know, change from a little tiny lunch place into, you know, a very crowded, still tiny place.
Yeah. And is it a laundromat on the other side?
It's a baby store.
Oh, it's a baby store. That's just, yep. It's just like in the middle of like this strip mall.
I'm not overly surprised to hear that. I don't know what I was expecting, but I don't think if I were to see it, I wouldn't be shocked.
I think I was surprised because I was watching the show Nashville, which, you know, features the Bluebird, and at least the outside of the Bluebird, and just everything, you know, this cafe that has launched the careers of so many country superstars, from Taylor to Garth to Trisha, Faith Hill, you know. And then you see it, but I mean it's the experience of what you have on the inside of the Bluebird that is like none else.
Right.
I think so. You know, it's got, when you walk into the room, and as you say, you know, on the television show Nashville, they actually did an exact replica of the club on the set.
Oh, that's cool.
So it also was tiny. But you walk into the room and there's an energy in that room that kind of belies its space. People will ask us, they'll be like, we'd like to rent your private room. I'm like, well, that would be the bathroom. You're certainly welcome just to take it. Just have it.
So you guys do private parties there at all?
We'll do private corporate events. Yeah, wow. You can rent out the room, but we don't do it more than maybe once a week, because we have so many people that want to come to shows, so we don't want to be closed to the public too many times.
Right. It is an in-demand ticket. You know, when they announce the schedule, you got to go on the website and get your ticket and stuff like that. And I think I've been there. I was there twice, I think, in 1 week, I think.
Do you remember who you saw?
It was Kelly Pickler and her husband. So, I mean, it was like
Kyle Jacobs. Yeah,
yeah, Kyle Jacobs. It was... Is that 7, 8 years ago, I think, is when
I
was there.
Yeah.
Yep. I remember that night.
And you kind of sit at the table, and you have the servers, you know, bringing your beverages and stuff like that. And it was in the round. It was like in the middle of the room, and everybody, like Kelly Pickler and her husband, they were just right there in front of you. I mean, it's just a small room. It's an experience that it's hard to describe.
I'm like listening to you guys talk about it makes me extremely jealous, but I can feel it. Like I feel like your guys' passion for it. Mm-hmm. And I think that really speaks volumes about what the Bluebird Cafe is.
Well, Cheyenne, you need to watch the documentary because I think we've captured the feeling of it. And, of course, now the documentary is about as close as you're going to get to that experience until we sort of settle down with the pandemic.
Yeah, that's right. Something else, too. So, yeah, the documentary is called Bluebird. It is it's on the streaming services, Amazon Prime. I'm looking at it right now on there. You said it's on iTunes and Apple?
Yes, and okay. iTunes has a great playlist from the movie, so you'll hear, like, parts of songs in the movie, but if you want to hear the whole thing performed by the people that wrote it, mm-hmm. you can do that on iTunes, which is really cool.
Oh, that's cool.
The movie features Taylor Swift, Garth Brooks, Faith Hill, Vince Gill, Steven Tyler, and tons more. What is your favorite story? Like when you're the general manager of the Bluebird, you're there, you're hands on, you're in there all the time. What is your favorite story, you know, coming from the Bluebird?
That's a really good question because I started at the Bluebird 2 years after it opened as a waitress when I was in college.
Wow.
So very long. I've had other jobs in between. I've only been running it for 13 years. But so there are a lot of stories that are just, you know, sometimes it's just a whisper of a song that you hear for the first time there. Or Sam Hunt and Casey Musgraves jumping up into the round before they ever became who they were and doing some of the songs from their first records. You know, that's the kind of thing that is really hard to describe. And it's not like going to a huge show where you have this ginormous impact in terms of, you know, explosiveness and loud. For us, the experience is more like hearing a song. And when you get to see the documentary, you'll hear a song, see a song performed called Jersey on the Wall by Tennille Towns.
Yeah.
And that was one of the first times she ever played that song in public. And the way that the filmmakers captured, I mean, people were sobbing. The whole room just went completely quiet when she finished the song. And you could just hear this, you know, in the room.
Oh, my gosh.
Because you're right up on top of somebody, and those energetic kind of emotions really carry through. The room becomes like one body mm-hmm. in some ways, which is, you know, as I say, that's not going to happen for a while.
Yeah.
In the situation we're in. So, but the movie gives a really good sense of that, I think, to be able to experience what it feels like to be in that room in that kind of close situation with folks.
It sounds so emotional. Like my chest is like fluttering because the way that you describe it, it's so like, I wish I had a different word for emotional, but that's really what it is.
Yeah, I would agree with you. And I think one of the most rewarding parts of being there are, you know, because of the television show Nashville, the Bluebird got a lot of celebrity and people didn't necessarily know who we were and what we did. They just saw us on TV, so they came, you know. And they would come in, grab a seat, see a show, and then walk out, you know, dabbing their eyes to saying, I have never experienced music like this in my whole life. This is amazing. And that is such a gratifying experience to be involved in bringing people to that experience.
Wow. Now, the inside of the Bluebird, I mean, it's iconic. You know, like you said, it was duplicated for the show Nashville. And same with the outside, you know, I mean, it's iconic. There really is no updating, right? You really can't. There would be too much outcry, right?
Hey.
Well, I'm not saying that you need to. I'm just saying, like, usually, like, businesses, you know, this is a different type of business.
Wouldn't be like a remodel.
Yeah, it wouldn't be like updating to be with the times and to freshen things up. The Bluebird, it is what it is.
And you're right, Gunnar. But I will say, you know, some things we've done, we had a new stand built at the front that we just installed, and that's going to make things very elegant when you come in. We just had a whole selection of fitted tablecloths made, which is just like everybody's over, you know, the moon about because they're not just slipping off the table. So, you know, the basic structure of it stays the same. Yeah. But we try and upgrade, you know, when we've got a new ice machine, we're also excited about that.
It's not still ice cube trays from 37 years ago, Gunner.
Exactly.
It's so good. Erica Nichols. She's the general manager of the Bluebird in Nashville. The Bluebird documentary is out on streaming services now. Check it out. You can rent it for $4.99. You can buy it for $10.99.
Actually, normal, it's $1.99 this week. Or it's 99 cents this week.
Oh, ooh, get on it. Look at that.
Wow. Celebrate our birthday.
Yeah. I love that so much. All right. Well, thank you so much, Erica, for the time.
Well, I appreciate you guys. Thanks so much, and I hope to see you in Nashville soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.